two things I want you to write down. It ain't over yet. And the second thing is God is in charge. There's a scripture we need to read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible because it gives us a message of how we put ourselves in a position to receive the supernatural manifestations of God in every situation. It ain't over yet. And then the second aspect is God is in charge. Now, the thing we have to learn is how to let God be in charge. See, that's why miracles come. Miracles come when you know how to let God be in charge and you have faith, no matter what you're dealing with, that it's not over yet. God in charge, and you know it's not over. Okay, so now take your own personal things you're dealing with now and record this moment, because God's going to show you something. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, you there yet? I'm going to read the first two verses out of the Message Bible. I think it put us in a position to set us up for miracles. Watch your step when you enter into God's house. That's the first step in the Message Bible said. Watch your step when you enter God's house. Enter to learn. That's far better than mindlessly offering a sacrifice, doing more harm than good. Number two, verse two now. And I'm reading out the Message Bible. Don't shoot off your mouth or speak before you think. Don't be too quick to tell God what you think he wants to hear. And it says, God is in charge, not you. The less you speak, the better. And I think that describes putting yourself in a miracle position. Come talk to me now. I think it describes putting yourself in a miracle position by yielding to the way God want to go. You see that? You see that, right? And I'm going to give you some principles of miracles, some principles that activate miracles. We need to know these principles, and I got some scriptures that we have to have a more clear understanding of. Miracles cannot happen from common information. None of the word of God is common, but many times we have made it common because we didn't know how to get the being common out of the word. I'm about to show you how to do that now. I want you to turn to John 5:39. John 5, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 39. Miracles cannot happen from common information. Miracles will not happen with common information. In John's gospel here is recorded something we must be very mindful of. In John 5:39, scriptures are common information without the breath of the Spirit breathing on. Scripture have no life just because you read it. Scripture have no life just because you memorized it. Actually, scripture without Jesus and without the Spirit is common information. So you can see the church at large. The first point, I'm going to teach you how to convert common information into revelation. If the scriptures stay as common information, meaning now you have no spiritual instruction. Amen. To receive miracles, you got to have instruction. The principle turned into a concept. The principle reveals some things to you, but the concept shows you how to receive a miracle. And see, that's where I got to get you at. See, now, here we got this dilemma, John 5:39. Search the scriptures. Are you a scripture searcher? For in them you think you have eternal life. Now, let's just, you're talking about eternal life, but it's talking about more than eternal life. He's saying in them you think you've got a hold of God. Right. Yes, sir. Or you search the scripture and in them you think you're on the same page with God. And you're not. You, just by searching the scripture, you're not on the same page with God. See, because in order for God to be able to function in your life supernaturally, you got to be in agreement with him. You got to be on the same page. I mean, it wouldn't do you no good to be in Luke 14:9 now, and I told you to turn to John 5:39, and you keep looking at me like I'm goofy. You're the one goofy because you're not on the same page with me. I told you John 5:39. That's the way God look at us sometimes. We thank God goofy. God say, you goofy because you're on the wrong page. You're not doing what I told you to do. You haven't come to the spirit of the word. You're just looking at the common information. You have not received my instruction because you have not gone on in the spirit.
Lord
Jesus. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, or you think you have instruction, or you think you're in to the place you should be. And there they was testify of me. That sounds like scriptures without Jesus. See. And there's a whole lot of it in the church. Look what he said in the next verse. And you will not come to me. In other words, you will not permit me to direct you. You are trying to take scriptures and direct me. And you don't know where you're going. Only I know where you need to go to receive what you need to need. What you need to receive. So now you got the scripture. You're quoting the scriptures to me as common information because I have not had a chance to breathe on it yet. You're talking too much and you're not listening. You see it? Huh? We come from no scripture to too much scripture. We didn't know the scripture religiously. Many of y'all didn't come from religious church. You know you didn't know nothing. And now we got a lot of scriptures, but we never permit ourselves to receive the instruction that we need for our miracle. Every scripture has a miracle in it. When you go to the word of God, all right? Now, so we say, you won't come to me, and you will not come to me. Now, that statement got to be clarified, well, you won't come to me. You won't let me take over. See, the scripture is about me. But you won't let me take over, so therefore, I can't take over because you keep telling me what you see in the scripture. And you haven't seen me yet. You're just seeing stuff. When you see me, your miracle is going to come. Are you following what I'm saying now? It's a whole new spectrum of insight because now that scripture, when the word is not rightly divided, it turned out to be common information. Common information means information without instruction. And information without instruction will never manifest a miracle. Information without instruction by the Holy Ghost, we'll get that in a few minutes, will never manifest miracle. So you see how the church is void of miracles? Because we got a lot of common information. And we're trying to use it, but it's actually scripture abuse. We've been abusing the Bible, so therefore, we've been abusing the Bible, giving Satan the right to accuse God. Oh, I got to straighten this out. Now, Holy Ghost, help me. See, the abuse of the word gives Satan the right to abuse God. Because he said, look at that, your child. Look at all them scriptures you got. And you haven't done nothing about it. And actually the Lord can't do nothing because you haven't come to him. The further you have come is to scriptures. Because the instruction is going to change your attitude. And you're not going to be able to do what you want to do. Instruction, you have to follow the instruction. You buy something and don't follow the instruction. We have all done that. We won't read the instruction. And then somebody tore this thing up. And then we'll go back and talk about warranty. And the man said, you didn't use it right. Look at this thing here. Then we're going to argue. No, you told me it had a warranty on this thing. You burned it up. It's like trying to use a weed eater, that you got to mix all with the gas. You put just gas in there and want the thing to act right, and you're going to burn it up because you're supposed to mix your oil in the gas before you put it in the weed eater. Now you take it back to the people talking about, this thing burned up, I had gas in the man, so you're supposed to have gas and oil. So in the scripture, you're supposed to have gas and oil. The Holy Spirit is the oil. You just got the gas. You need oil for the thing to run right. Are you following me? Who with me up in here? Now, everything you're dealing with is a test for a testimony, but you got to understand it ain't over yet. No, don't say it is not over yet. I said, see, you're gonna miss the revelation. You're going to miss the revelation. You see, y'all trying to correct English. No, the word is it ain't over yet. See that's why we don't understand. See, that's why we're trying to bring God back to man now. See, I want right grammar. He said it ain't over now, but I'm going to say it isn't over yet. No, you got to say what I say. See, you got to say what the Holy Ghost said to me to say. That's the problem. We got too much intellect, too much brain, and God can't give us a miracle because we're so busy trying to correct what God said. You know, I know one of them boys said, you didn't mean to put water in the barrel. The people need wine. Jesus, did I hear you right? You didn't mean to say that. You mean wine. You didn't mean to put water. Yeah, that's the very thing he meant, to put water in there. And see, we are not letting the scripture awl us.
Come on.
We're trying to awl the scripture praying in tongue. No, you can't awl the scripture praying in tongue. Tongue is not made to awl the scripture. The awl is already in the scripture. Jesus said in John 6:63, look at John 6:63, and I'm going to take you to a marvelous revelation now for your first step to walk in miracles properly, all right? You want to know how to walk in miracles? I'm talking to you. Hey, you don't want to look back now. You don't turn your head. You know I'm talking to you. You want to walk in miracles? You saying? You a Christian? You ever accepted Jesus in your heart? No, you need to get him today, all right? We're gonna get that straight today. Yeah, see, that's why the Lord led me to her. She kind of hold her head down. She said, no, I ain't accepted him yet. She get him today, though. Yeah, because when I give them an invitation, I'm going to her seat.
Yes.
Now, why turn your tongue? The words that I speak to you, they are spirit. What do you say? Read the whole verse. Right there. That's what I said. I missed that. It's the spirit that quickens the word. So if you have the word without the spirit, you're not going to get no miracle, because the spirit gives the instruction. I'm going to take you to a deeper scripture in a few minutes to see that so clearly that you, everybody in here is going to see it. All right. It's the spirit that quickens. The word that I speak to you, what? The flesh profits nothing. Now, flesh, we always think the flesh talking about our body. No, it's talking about a mindset.
Yes, sir.
The words that I speak to you, they are what? Now, see, can you see this? In John 5:39, he says, search the scripture, for in them you think that you have life. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But you have not come to me. Turn back there, because it's saying the same thing here. It's saying, hold that one in there. Don't take that off the screen. Let that stay on the screen. I want them to look at John. Go back to John 5:39 for a minute. Yes, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. Don't let eternal throw you. For in them you think you have life. Or you think you got a hold on me. But you don't, because you won't come to me. So now what he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You haven't gotten to the spirit in the word. You haven't gotten to the life in the word. You stopped too short. You shouted too fast. You follow me? Now, how many want your miracles? I mean, how many of y'all got things that need to be handled? All right, keep listening to me. Now, we talked about this. I hope you wrote it down. Miracles cannot happen from common information.
Yes, sir.
The Bible become common information if it's not breathed on by the Holy Ghost to unfold the real revelation of it. Okay? You got that? Uh-huh. Now, you have a little problem. I know you have a little problem by saying the Bible is common information, but that's all it is if it's not revealed to you. I know you have a little problem with your past scripture. I know you have a little problem with me now, you say, Reverend. I know you have a little problem. It's the word of God. It is the word of God, but it's not the word of God to you. It's words. It's chapters and verses, but it has not. You haven't given the ability,
yes,
to create your miracle.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, we need to solve this. But I'm going to give you another statement that's going to help you, going to soften your heart up to be able to receive. Some people base their work on information than revelation. As a result, they lack manifestation from God. If the information is given, if there's no revelation, there will be no manifestation. Turn to Romans 12:2. It's one of the things the word should do. The word should renew your mind. All right? But that's what's giving you a problem, your mind. The word should renew your mind. I'm going to make a statement. You turn to Romans 12:2. And I want to get another scripture to Romans 12:2. I want to get another scripture. Oh, I've been wanting to do this many years. Now I got it. Thank you, Lord. I want another scripture with this. I want you to have two openings. I want you to have Romans 12:2 and Isaiah 55. Because the Lord is going to show us something. Isaiah 55:8. Romans 12:2. And I'm going to make a statement you want to write down. You got Romans 12:2. We're going to go there. And Isaiah 55:8. All right. Now, don't be reading, trying to get your little revelation. Just wait till I tell you, child. I know you think you got it now. Ooh, no. But let me tell you. Because that's what happened. You run off, you got your little revelation, and the apostle can't tell you nothing. Why? Now, what? God gives us revelation, or revealed knowledge, when we renew our mind according to his thoughts. God gives us revelation or revealed knowledge when we have renewed our minds according to his thoughts. Technology, science, psychology does not stand a chance when a Christian walking right. In other words, it looks so high now because the church been at the bottom. And the church have not operated fully in the revealed knowledge of God. So the church seemed like they're on common plane with technology and Apple and all them people with them little computers and stuff. The greatest person is the person who can walk in revelation. It make Apple look like nothing. Because Apple can't create no miracles. You know, that girl could have had all the computers she wanted and hit all the ones. That back hurting, that back would still be hurting if the Lord wouldn't have come in here. And our son wouldn't have saw Jesus on Apple. He saw Jesus in the spirit. You got to see in the spirit. All right. I know you're deep. All right. Now, let's do Isaiah 55:8 first. And this is show you something. Because God says, look at Isaiah 55:8, what he says. You ready to read? Read. Now, God's word is his thoughts. But his thoughts is not just sitting on top of his word. You could read God's word and not get his thought. God's thought has to be revealed. And for God's thoughts to be revealed, your mind has to be renewed. Your natural old mind cannot think God's thought. You just because you're a Christian, you can't think God's thought. You say, I'm a Christian, I think like God. No. The word has to renew your mind. See, your mind is not saved. Your mind still conformed. But the word has to transform your mind that your mind will be able to comprehend what God is saying. You read that. My thoughts are not your thought. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are high and my ways are high. You read that without instruction, and you will leave and think you never could think the thoughts of God. But then in Romans 12:2 now, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Huh? Yes, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So the word of God is the thought of God, but it does not become the thought of God until I let the Holy Spirit reveal the word to my mind, to my spirit. Then I'm thinking like God. Then God and I are in full agreement. Here come my miracle, because now I'm ready to receive instruction, and I'll do anything he tell me to do at any given time because I trust him. You cannot trust God with scripture without revelation. You think you're trusting him. You know, say, I'm standing on this. You ain't standing on nothing. You're standing on the bottom of them shoes you got on. Because you quoting scripture, but you don't have a revelation. The revelation brings, watch me now. The revelation is the thing that brings the transformation. So now you're no longer conformed to the natural. You no longer have to agree with nothing the devil said, nothing this world said, nothing your body said, nothing your pocketbook said, nothing your neighbor said, nothing your job said, nothing the government said, nothing nobody said, because now you in a new realm, a new mode of operation, because God can do anything for you now, anywhere, and anytime, through anybody, any way he want to do it. Because now your mind and God's mind is on the same page. Yes. Paul got a hold of this. Paul said, I have the mind of Christ, and he thought it not a robbery to be equal with God.
That's right.
Why? He was thinking what God thought. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is where the miracles has been. We've been trying to get miracle with common information. Now I'm about to show you something. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 puts you in a miracle position. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Watch what happened. Will you flow with me a minute? Ephesians 1, 17. We're going to see so many miracles around here.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're going to see miracles after miracles. Because, see, Ephesians 1, now we're not back to John 5:39, search the scripture in them for you think you have life. We're going to a place now to turn common information into uncommon information. A common information into revelatory information. A common information into revelation. The Bible is a book of revelation. It's not only the last book in the Bible named Revelation. It's from Genesis to Revelation is revelation. Genesis is revelation. Exodus is revelation. Leviticus, you see? Are you seeing me? See, the whole Bible is a revelatory book. See, some people think that it's just revelation. No. Everything in the Bible is revelation. You know, now you got some common things being said is not revelation by people just missing God. But I'm talking about the book is a revelatory book. Yes. All right, Lord. What? Let me see. What? One more. Wait a minute. Let's go to another scripture before we go to 1:17. I think it'll make it more vivid. Go to 1 Corinthians 2:9. You know it, but I want to bump them to Jason here so we can see where we've been missing God at and missing the miracle. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep teaching like this. Miracle going to hit this church. Somebody going to holler out and say, my heart beating right. My knee don't hurt no more. I've been having this indigestion feeling for years, but it's gone. And I look for it and I can't find it. I really believe in the next 20, 25 minutes something's going to happen here this morning.
I agree. I'm expecting it.
I really believe it. So I want the testimonies. I want the testimonies to come. If you don't get it right here, you might get it in the car. You might get it at home. But as soon as you get it, I want you to start getting it ready to bring it to the church. So testimonies are very important. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, the thing that God had prepared for them that love him, right? That's what it says? Somebody say something like that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so the next verse said, but the Spirit revealed it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, it had the revelation. See, revelation had to be that. The Spirit, such things of God, the deep things of God. You see that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, those are the things that put you into, I receive, that put you into a miracle position.
Yes, sir.
But you got to have a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Or it's common information. Now, listen to me very simple because you think you hear what I'm saying, but I need you to hear what I'm saying. In the revelation, there are always instruction for your miracle.
Thank you,
Father. In the revelation, once you get the revelation, there's instruction for the miracle that's going to go beyond your senses.
Thank you, Father.
But the revelation is going to do two things. It's going to take you out of your senses.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's going to place you in faith.
Glory.
Yes. Where you can act on the word. Even though naturally you don't fully understand.
Right.
Now that's where you got to get. You got to get where you're trusting God, but you can't get there unless the Spirit give you a revelation. And you step off on that revelation, you really don't know where you're going yourself, but you know it's good.
Yeah.
Because God said, you follow what I'm saying? That's what need to happen. That's when the miracles are going to start taking place, because miracles can't take place when a person don't know how to cooperate. So listen. Boy, I tell you, this miracle atmosphere right now, I sense it. I tell you, we ain't in regular church yet. I can sense the presence of God, man. Because this is what he's looking for, all right? Now, go to Ephesians 1 now. Verse 17. The Apostle Paul prayed apostolically for the church at Ephesus. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, notice who he started with. He started with the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he's about to switch on you now. He got to switch. I'm about to tell you three things. Three things is needed for a miracle. You need faith, real, revelatory, Bible faith. You need faith. You need an anointing. You need fresh oil for miracles to take place. Oh, that comes from the Holy Ghost. And then you need the glory. The glory is all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. You need those three things. You need what number one I said?
Faith
and revelatory faith. And you need the anointing, which is the oil or the fire or the wind. Ezekiel 37 is the revelation of everything I'm teaching. Hand of the Lord is on me. He carried me with the Spirit and he spoke to me. And he asked me a question. Can this happen? He took me in a bad place where it needed a miracle, and he asked me a question, and I answered it right. I didn't quote no scripture to him. I told him, Lord, you know it. That's what you got to say to the scripture. Scripture, you know. Because if you start knowing before the scripture tell you, you're working with common information, and that's why you haven't got your manifestation. Now, I'm thankful for the word of faith. The word of faith taught us how to confess the word. Confess the word, confess the word. But we've been confessing the word, and we haven't let the word confess to us of who Jesus really is and what Jesus really want to do through this scripture. Now, notice he says here that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, then he switched from God to Father, the Father of glory. The Father of glory. And I want to say something, maybe the Holy Spirit will help you catch it. That ends the story. The Father of glory. Once the Father of glory comes on the scene of any situation, he brings the ability to your instruction. And it got to happen. The Father of glory, watch it, the Father of glory. Watch it. The Father of glory, good God Almighty, may give unto you, what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Watch it now. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Not in your miracle. Not in what you want. But in him. For in him is what you want. In him is your miracle. In him is your instruction. In him is your provision. You cannot skip him and go to them. Your miracle is in coming to his thought, coming in the full agreement of who he is, and listen and do whatever he, John 2:5. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. But you're not going to do it unless you know him. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Bad as you want to do it, but you don't know him. Him walk on water.
That's it.
Him create what does not exist.
Come on, Apostle.
See, unless you know him, you're not going to get no miracle. And unless the Spirit reveal him to you by revelation, you're not going to trust him enough to do what he tell you to do, because your senses are going to come in and shut you down.
That's right. Come on now.
You know your senses have shut you down before. You know every one of us have missed something that God wants us to have, because what we heard didn't sound like what we should be doing. So we'd rather go to the psychologist. We'd rather go to science of the mind and some of this stuff that don't have the answer for your miracle. Let me say it to your way that you understand. What's your first name? You're the most technical thing that stand on the face of the earth. You have more information and more manifestation in you than any computer ever thought about. Because God Almighty, who gave them the idea to make a computer, was in you before the computer even exists. He knows everything. He can do anything. And he's on the inside of you, and you have the capability of having, listen to me, you have the capability at every given moment to have inside information from him who knows everything, because he put his nature and he put his spirit on the inside of you, that you can have intimacy and communication with him beyond anything that exists in this world. Here come the miracles. Sit down. Let me teach you a little more. Sit down. You getting this?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
See this? Are you seeing the shifting that has to take place? You can't make this shift by yourself. The Holy Spirit. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
See, he's the executive of spiritual things. And don't be afraid to talk to him. You can talk to him. Say, Holy Spirit, show me how to do this.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to talk to him. But they're part of the Godhead. They're not jealous of each other. We all know the Father, the head, then Jesus, then the Son, then the Holy Spirit, but they're equal. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in what? Now let me connect that with your faith. Go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Let me connect that with your faith, how your faith got to operate. How your faith got to operate to cooperate with this type of revelation. Without faith, it's impossible. Hebrews 11 says, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder. Now notice what? Of them that diligently seek him. Be back to him again. Back to him. See, when your faith and the revelation meet in the same place, your miracle is going to drop. Got it? When your faith and the revelation meets in the same place, here come the miracle.
Yes, sir.
Where the same place at? In him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all still with me?
Yes,
all right, I've got to go a little further. Let me go a little further. Go a little further. Once you get your thoughts in place properly with the Word of God, by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then now you're ready for instruction. Because the reason you were not ready for instruction, the instruction will not be normal. Now, worldly instructions are normal. But instruction from heaven is different. You built to receive instruction, but if you don't understand what I've been saying to you, common information cannot produce divine instruction. God's instruction is divine, and he pays this system no mind. In other words, what they say can't be done, God don't pay that no mind. God got walking on water, feeding 5,000 people with two loaves of bread. I mean, God, you don't pay no attention to what the system says. This is impossible. You go to any supermarket, it's impossible to feed 5,000 people with five fish and two loaves of bread. They said, no, it's impossible. You buy five loaves of bread and two small fishes from the supermarket and tell them you got 5,000 people coming over. The man going to watch you all through the store. He's going to call the police. Say, this is a crazy man up in here. See, I'm trying to get you to see something. I'm trying to get you to see. See, your healing is in odd instruction. But you're not going to hear it. That's why the Bible says he that has ears to hear. See, you're not trained to hear if you're not hearing what I'm saying today. How many with me? I don't want to lose you now because I'm saying a lot of things. See, I'm training you to be able to hear right. That's what he said. But you're not going to, if you don't have his thoughts, you're not going to know he said that. Let me say it this way. An intelligent God don't talk intelligent. According to man's standing. He's on another level of intelligency. So he's saying, I can say it any way I want to say it, it's going to happen. You got to ask the woman. You got to court the woman. You got to ask her, will you marry me? God don't. God tell her, you married. I'm trying to get a point across. See what I'm saying? See, he don't talk our language, so we're trying to serve him on the basis of our understanding. When he says something, you're going to question him instead of doing it. Wait a minute. Now this is for somebody. He says, your miracle is in front of you. And so I'll take it a little further as interpretation. Begin to look. Okay, we're gonna have all kind of healing take place here. That's why we've been behind, because we have not understood that the Bible can be common information unless it has revelation. When your mind get aligned with God's thoughts, then we move from a principle now to a concept, such as how. The how. Say the how. We need to know the how. The how come through the instruction. The spirit of wisdom and revelation teaches us how to flow in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Teaches us how to flow in the supernatural. It's not normal flowing. It's not ABC. It's whatever he says to me. It's not a normal flow. It's not ABC. It's not 1, 2, 3. It's not ABC. It's whatever he says to me. Look, you need to look at it. Look at John 2:5. The Bible talks about that's where the beginning of miracles took place. The beginning of miracle took place on this insight that Mary spoke to the men who was put in the water. In 2:5, she said, whatsoever he says to you, do it. Whatsoever he says to you. Because Mary know, now Jesus, they're going to excuse me. Mary know that what Jesus said going to sound crazy sometimes. Because he talked to her. She's trying to tell me, woman, don't you know it's time, talking to his mama. Woman, don't you know it's time to be about my father's business? That's a way to talk to your mama. But mama was on one level, he was talking on another level. He really wasn't disrespecting his mama. His mama just couldn't understand what he was saying. And that's why God really not disrespecting you, not giving you a miracle. You just not understanding what he's saying. None of us has no business remaining sick. None of us. None of us. Not one of us. There's somewhere we're missing an instruction that God has given us. Or we're depending on something else too much. We done made our mind up just the way it's going to go down. And then we stuck now, and we're full of fear. Now, listen very carefully. In the spirit realm, we must learn to act according to specific instruction for access. Specific instruction for access to the supernatural. That the Holy Spirit gives us for various situations. Because, I'm going to give it to you again. Because natural methods are inoperative there. Want me to give it to you again?
Yes,
all right, $440.50. In the spirit realm, say it to me.
In the spirit realm.
We must learn to act.
According
to specific instruction. Now watch the next thing now. For access
to the supernatural.
So in other words, that's why Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you can't rightly divide the word of truth without the Holy Spirit unfolding and unraveling and revealing the word to your mind and to your spirit. So now, let's back up. I got a few more minutes. Let's back up here to think about this. The reason the church has not operated in miracles because the church tried to take scriptures and cause miracles to come. And the church confessed raw scriptures without a revelation. The power was in there, but they didn't take time to get the instruction. Let me show you why. Turn to Joshua 1 and 8. See, you got to get the blessings of the... Turn to Joshua 1 and 8. Yeah, see, you got to take your time. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Show them that. Because you got to take time to get the instruction. You can't just start quoting. We start courting, and we got on the confession, and we have made a lot of confession, but we in the same place we was when we start confessing. Why? Is it the fact that the word not working? No. The fact is we're not working the word properly. See, the first thing, the word got to work you and get you in the right place. He got to get you in God's thought, got to get you in real faith. And when you quote that scripture under the right instruction, then my word will not return to me void. But the word been returned to us void because we confess without instruction. I don't know who this is going to help. But the word says, the Lord said to me now, the introduction is not the instruction. When you introduce to a scripture, it doesn't mean you got the scripture.
Yes, sir.
And to a large degree, at large, apostolically speaking, the body of Christ at large has just been introduced to the word. We're about to go back to the book of Acts living. See, what I told you to turn. Now, Joshua 1 and 8 and Psalm 1 gives us a God view on what we have to do. This book of the law should not depart from my mouth. But thou should what? And what meditate mean? Meditate, no, I got a word for it. I got a better word than it. Meditate mean hesitate. Hesitate before you go any further. See, that's from the Holy Ghost. That's why I told you I got to. Meditate mean hold up. Don't run out your tongue. I got just one there. Hold up. Shut up. Be still until I show you I'm God. That's what every scripture's saying. Be still until I show you I'm God. Then run. I'm one of the proponents of the word of faith, but we were taught the word of faith. We were saying. Most word of faith preachers are unsuccessful. They got 15 or 20 members, and they're still struggling. And most of them thought Brother Hagin was God. He tried to tell them he wasn't God, but they thought he was God because he walked in Revelation. And they didn't watch to see how he was doing it. So they always looking to him and not looking to Jesus. Now, when he died, they all run around scrambling. They don't know what to do. Because I know it. Because they see the real revelation or the manifestation of his anointing, they won't come to it because of racism. I got his anointing more than any man in the world. So they run around there and doing all kind of little stuff, acrobats. And then they don't even know where to go now. They don't even know what to do because Brother Hagin told them everything to do. They don't know what to do now. Now, they're going to get mad. Some of them listening, but they're going to get mad. I don't care. They can't teach this. No, because they didn't go beyond Brother Hagin. They went to Brother Hagin trying to show them the glory. They were too wrapped up in the story. I've heard him say out of his own mouth, if I don't teach something, he's going to be lost. Something's going to be lost. But he looked at me. He knew it wasn't lost because he was standing over me and just pounding, put that stuff in me. He knew it wasn't fully lost. He knew I got it. I don't need you to tell me I got it. I got it. I know I got it. So once you get the instruction, I got the instruction. I don't need, now I'm not bragging on me. I'm just saying the stuff work if you work it right. If you pay the price, you can get it. That's all I'm saying. See, because you can't do the word before the word talk to you. See, that's what Joshua 1:8 said. You have to get instruction before you can take out with it. And if you don't fully understand how to confess the word, you take out, think the word you saying going to make it happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not. Good, it's the instruction in the word that's going to make it happen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's not only the principle, but it's the how.
Yes, sir.
It's something that confound the world. God will have you do something that confound the world and confound worldly people. And they don't know how you got there and how you did it or what. I know some people don't like that. Like me sitting on the porch in the two Rolls Royce parked there. People pass there and say, I ain't did that. I've been working. I'm in college. I'm smarter than him. That boy, look, he's just sitting there rocking that rocking chair. See, it's confined. But God, give them both to me. See, if things will happen in your life. And see, some of y'all can't handle me. So when I go to talking like this, y'all. But if all I'm doing is giving a testimony. All I'm doing is telling about a miracle.
Right.
A farm boy who didn't study in school too much. I wasn't the top in my class. I might have could have been the top, but I wasn't interested in no school. I would look at the girl. All I wanted to make enough to go to the next grade. I just didn't want to fail. Now, don't y'all follow me, children, but I just didn't want to fail. I'm not a good example in school. You can follow me spiritually. Don't follow me academically. Now, my grandchildren, they run all the class. They're top of the class. They're A. Oh, my grandchildren, A. They make straight A. Leroy, children, Shauna, straight A. Top of the class. My little nephew, my little grandson, Jay, he done won the most honorable student both years. They couldn't find anybody to put over him. And he in a mixed school. But he just got that. He got class. He came from me. You see, he just got class. I better close here. I better get in trouble. I better close here. Now we're going to take up. Don't you miss next Sunday. I have a lot of instruction and direction for you. The miracles has begun. Say that. The miracles have begun. I expect miracles. Matter of fact, first thing, I expect instruction. And when I see that how, it's not going to be ordinary. I need to be anointed to receive it and do it. But that's my miracle is. Now, you know the Bible said God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. The preaching of the cross is foolish to them who believe not, but to us who believe is the power of God. See, it's saying the same thing. See, how can a man lose his dignity and be nailed to a cross? How can I believe he has that much power? You can't. Unless the Lord help you. But he did. Huh? He was right on schedule when they nailed him to that cross. And he was making a divine exchange. He was taking my sin, my sickness, my brokenness, and he was giving me his health, his wealth, and his wholeness. But the natural man couldn't understand that. Because the natural man receiveth not the things of God. Just like Jesus died on the cross and men laughed at him, had they known that the Bible said they wouldn't have crucified him. Had they known that he was about to take over from a place they couldn't understand. He actually, that's what happened. Well, Lord, help me. That's what happened. When you do that odd thing, people will look at you like you're crazy. See, Jesus died on that cross. That was that odd thing. And they thought he wasn't accomplishing nothing. See, the Lord can't let the world system know what he's about to do for you. So he give you something to crucify you. Something to get you out the way. Something look dumb. Something look like, I what? Something you got to have faith to do it. Somebody say, I wouldn't do that for you. Said, hush your mouth. The Lord has spoken. And then you go, and what happened, that odd thing, that instruction actually is made to crucify you. It's made to crucify you that you can do something that he told you do, and it looked like it's not going to work. The cross of Christ looked like he had failed. But it was the greatest miracle that ever existed. Come on, look at him. Look at him a minute. I'm closing. Look at him a minute. He's hanging on that cross. Look at him. Look at him. He looked all religion laughing. Look at your God. Look at him. He can't come down. No, it's not that he couldn't come down. He didn't want to come down. Because you stupid don't know what's happening. He's about to spar principalities and power and make a show of them, triumphing over them in that cross. That's why when you're on the verge of your miracle, you can't talk to a corner Christian. I mean a sister or brother, corner, you can't tell them what you're about to do. You call them, they're gonna dampen your faith and tell you that wasn't God. Look what this scripture said. We ain't going back to the scripture now. God has spoken out of the scripture with my instruction for what to do. Your miracle is standing on your porch today. Look at the compassion. I'm trying to close. Look at it. Look at Jesus on the cross. Look at how insignificant, how defeated it looked. Well, those instructions, like putting mud on your eyes, spitting on you, and telling you go to the pool and wash. Anybody been around there, say, some of them say, oh, isn't this stupid? He going to the water. But when he came back, he said, hey, bro. How you know I'm bro? I see you. That's how I know. Hey, that mud got my eye open. Hey, sister, how you do? How you know I'm a sister? I see you. That's why the mud and the instruction, I did what he told me to do. That's your miracle, Lily. That's your miracle. Your miracle's in this house today. You understand me? You have to do what he tell you to do. Listen for that instruction. Got it? Now, when you're reading the scripture now, don't just look at the scripture and be so deep. Something will come floating out of there by the grace of God, telling you what you need to do. Either sign, don't sign, or change your mind. You understand? I'm just trying to show you how God going to work the thing. Because he has the Spirit of God talking. Some of you all think that you're stuck. You've been in that place so long. You've been quoting scripture, you've been doing that, but you haven't moved an inch. Yes, yes. Come on, Pastor. Today the Lord said he's going to make up for all your lost time. Why? Why? Look at me. Look at me. God can say one thing to you and make up for 45 years. You listening? Y'all listening? One thing. You see, we've been barefoot because the scripture don't seem like they're working like they should work. But the scripture has instruction that comes out of the scripture for you to do something down here that defies Satan and defy anything that is against you and defy your enemy and put fire, like Jeremiah says, word is shut up in my bone like fire. Put fire in your bone. That you can walk that thing out, shout it out, skip-a-loo it out. Now slap somebody a high five and say the apostle not jiving this morning. That was, listen, look out, look. That was one of those statements. See, you think I just thought that up? No, 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 no. The apostle is not jiving this morning. That's one of those statements God will tell you to say. By you saying that, something gonna happen extraordinary to you because that's the way God breaks his language down to bring the supernatural into the realm, man. Somebody said, man, tell my apostle not jiving this morning. Man, come on, Reverend. Come on, be serious. I was serious because I heard that from the Lord. When you said that, everything I said come to your life disposal. Everything I've spoken this morning come to your life disposal. And you go back over the tape, go back over your note. When you said that, when you said apostle is not jiving, that was one of the examples of the way God talks sometimes, and that's what happened. I got blessed so many times of following that. Now, then he told me after that, he said, now, everything you said, when they said that, if they said it in faith, so I'm going to give you a chance to say it again. Come on. The apostle not jiving. Hit somebody for a fire. Yeah, see, you got to understand. You got to understand my language, my apostle, not jiving. See, you got to understand the language of the Holy Ghost. That's the language of the Holy Ghost. That's the language of the Holy Ghost. That's the language of the Holy Ghost. You just receive everything I say by the Holy Ghost. Now, in regular church setting, I'm trying to close. Huh? In regular church setting, you're not going to have this because we got our guideline. We have our dignity. We have our false humility. Because, see, the pastor not job, that seems like I'm bragging on myself. No, no, he told me to say that. To get you to say a language that look like it's misprint, but it's your next step. See, in every case, you listening? You have to die before you come alive. And some of the things that God tell you to do, he's killing you. He's killing your excuses. He's killing your smartness. Because the first thing that has to get out of the way is not your enemy. Plus, he got to get you out the way so we can deal with the enemy. So the first thing, the word is that you got to deal with you and your high mind self and your ways and what you think. So the Lord tell you this look like dumb thing to kill you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To kill you. Because it something God tell you to do. Read the Bible. All the miracles. Read the Bible. The man lamb never got up. Jesus said, hey, take up your bed. Take up your bed. The man explaining, somebody get in the water before me. Jesus said, we're not talking about that now. I'm here. Take up your bed and walk. He took it up and walked on off. He didn't say, I can't walk. I can't lift nothing because my muscles, according to medical science, my muscles are all flabby. I never picked nothing up. Remember, the ingredient in what you need is in the instruction. Now, are you ready? Let me say this with some type of governor on it. In your relationship with God, there's a discernment. There's a perception on the inside of you. All right? So you won't be raped. The discernment and the perception, the enemy will try to rape you by giving you a substitute for the real instruction. You better believe me, how crazy that instruction is. The scripture going to bear witness with it. That's your protection. You got it? That's your protection. Because he'll try to get in on something to block something off. But you have discernment and you have perception on the inside of you. Then you have him who is called a witness. The spirit bear witness, Romans 8:16, with my spirit that I'm a child of God. The principle is the spirit bear witness with my spirit that this is from God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Reverently before God. Think about what you heard this morning. Think about what you heard this morning. Think about what you heard this morning.